Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Hope you're having a groovy Thursday. We are around here and it's open forum. 2 hours of open forum with Jimmy Akin. You can ask anything you want when Jimmy is on. 888-318-7884, the number. I want to encourage folks, whether you're Catholic or not, to call. The show is called Catholic Answers Live, but you can ask about a whole variety of things from any perspective you're coming from. Maybe you want to ask about the Bible or the saints or the sacraments or the popes, or maybe you want to ask about priests or nuns or anything else that has to do with the Catholic faith. Certainly when Jimmy's here, you can widen that out to any moral questions, philosophical, general religious questions, or pretty much anything. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, and I'm going to be giving out a different number throughout most of the show. The 888-31 truth number is the number to get through if you want to ask Jimmy a question. But the other number I'm going to give out, 888-291-8000, that's for making your pledge or donation on this last day of our quarterly pledge drive. The last day. We've got a huge match this hour. We're very grateful for that. 888-291-8000. Or you can make your pledge or gift at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You want to tell them about the match, Jimmy?
Sure. So today is the last day of the drive, and things tend to get more intense on the last day. So we have a more intense challenge for this hour. The matching challenge for this hour is $20,000. Last 2 days, it's been $15,000 an hour. Now it's $20,000. We've had a donor who's very generously put that up. And so every dollar that you give, if it's a $20 donation, it'll become $40 for us. If it's a $100 donation, it'll become $200 for us. If it's $1,000, it'll become $2,000. So whatever level you can afford, we have a donor who will match it up to $20,000, and we need to hear from you in order to take advantage of that. So the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you don't have to be here in the continental United States or Canada to participate, because we also have a website. It's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can use it with any computer, any mobile device. You could use your iPad. You could use your phone. It's specially designed so it'll work with your phone. And you can donate safely and securely online from anywhere in the world. In the last few days, we've had quite a number of people from other countries who listen to the show. They derive benefit from it. And even though they're not here in America, they see the value of the show and they want to support it. They want to help us keep delivering that value to them and to everybody all over the planet. And so they've been participating by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And one of the nice things, because, you know, in different parts of the world, you may not be listening live because it might be in the middle of the night for you. You can use CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even when we're not on the air. So it's always available to you. But right now, we've got a bunch of people who are available to you if you are able to call. We have everybody here at Catholic Answers at their desks, sitting by their phone, waiting for your call. Currently, we have 8 lines open, I can see, and consequently, there are 8 Catholic Answers employees right here in the building, just sitting there waiting to take your call. What that means is you won't have to wait long. There's not going to be a long phone wait or anything like that. You'll get right through in just seconds, and then the process of giving online or giving over the phone is very easy and painless, and they've all been trained in how to do it so that it'll be a pleasant process for you.
888-291-8000 is that number. We are going to go very shortly here. We'll go to the calls. So we're going to do our regular work. Jimmy will be answering questions, perhaps again from all over the world. The most recent, I'm just looking at my notes here, the most recent international donation just this morning. Max from Abu Dhabi made a pledge. We're very grateful, Max. We're grateful from people all around the world who support us. I'm sure that Max went to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Lines beginning to fill up, but we got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. That's a lot of match to use up. We'd like to use it all up this hour, 888 888- 201-800-291-8000. Before I go to the phones, I'll just quickly review the gifts that we can give you in gratitude for your support this time, and then we'll head right to the phones where Jimmy can answer some questions. First, if you can give at the $18 a month level or more, $18 a month or more, 18, 20, 25. We have two wonderful books to send you. Mike Aquilina's brand new book, St. Joseph and His World, with a foreword by Scott Hahn. And then we've got the Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart. Two beautiful books we'd love to send you. They both would make wonderful Lenten reading. And certainly the St. Joseph book, perfect for this year. That's at a monthly pledge amount of $18 a month or more. Or if you can give us a one-time gift of $200, we can send you those. If you can, if you're one of those folks who can go all the way up to $45 a month or maybe more, we'll add Tim Staples' entire class that he taught for the School of Apologetics here. It's called Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture, 54 short classes, beautiful video presentation with all kinds of great stuff in there from our video department and from Tim. All comes with the book. You'll just love that. That's $45 a month or more, or maybe you can make a one-time pledge of $500. Remember, it's all matched dollar for dollar. And then the last level I'll tell you about, and then we'll go to the phones. If you can make a pledge of $84 a month or more, in addition to those gifts that we can give you, you'll also be a member of our President's Club, which entitles you to a whole bunch of benefits. You can find them on our website, but among the benefits, a couple of great ones. One, you get the magazine for a year, Catholic Answers Magazine, and you get anything you want from us that we publish over the course of the year that you are fulfilling that pledge. Anything comes out, a new book comes out, and you want it, you just call us up and or send an email, and then we send you that. So that's at $84 a month. You're a member of President's Club. 888-291-8000. The number, still quite a few lines open. 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online. Catholic Answers Radio. Up first, an anonymous caller for Jimmy. Anonymous, are you there with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can, yes. Thank you. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
All right, perfect. So I am actually in recovery from alcoholism.
Praise God.
I just wanted to know, is AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, is that compatible with the Catholic Church teachings? From what I understand, it seems kind of religiously indifferent, kind of deist, like, yes, there's a God, but, you know, is AA compatible with Catholic Church teachings, I guess is my question.
Well, as far as now, based on what I know of Alcoholics Anonymous, I would say yes. My understanding is that Alcoholics Anonymous expects its members to believe in a higher power, but they purposefully leave that higher power, the precise nature of the higher power, undefined so that they can minister to as wide a variety of people as possible. So if you believe in God and you believe in the Christian God, they want to minister to you. If you're Jewish and you believe in God, but not specifically a Trinitarian God, they want to minister to you. If you're not sure about the existence of God, but you believe that, you know, there's something higher than us that we can draw upon for strength in combating temptations, well, that's true. There is. You may not have identified it clearly as God, but it's still true. And so they want to be able to minister to you as well. Now, it would be a problem if they said it doesn't matter what you believe, that, you know, it fundamentally doesn't matter. That would be indifferentism, and that would be a problem, and that would be incompatible with Catholic teaching. There may be individual meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous where ideas like that are proposed, and if so, then there would be a problem with that meeting. But my understanding is that the movement as a whole has it as one of its ideals being compatible with the religious beliefs of everybody that it tries to serve, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I would say, based on my understanding of how Alcoholics Anonymous works, that it's not a problem in principle. And in fact, I think some of the founders of Alcoholics Anonymous were Catholic, if I recall correctly.
Thank you so much for that call. I know that many people praying for you as well in your recovery as you make that call. And I hope you'll call again if you have more questions. Our number, the 888-291-8000 to call and make your pledge. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match as we are in the last 2 hours of our February pledge drive. This pledge drive will, we hope, fully fund us for the next 3 months to be fully funded to do all that we do, whether it's the video that we produce and put on YouTube and Facebook and various other places, whether it's the app, whether it's the satellite radio feed or the, all the radio we do, the podcasts. To pay for all of that is, in the terms of that the world considers big money, it's not big money. It's $200,000 to do that every 3 months. And to be fully funded, we need that $200,000. So we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000.
One of the things that I like to do, Cy, in talking about donations to charitable causes and especially spiritual causes like Catholic Answers Live is discuss the biblical basis for the theology of giving, because the Bible has rather a lot to say about this, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. One of the key passages for the Christian era is found in St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. It's in chapter 6 of Galatians, and St. Paul says, starting at verse 6, he says, "The one who receives instruction in the word," so that's, in this case, our listeners, you know, because that's what we do. We try to teach them God's word from the Bible and from tradition. So we're giving instruction in God's word. St. Paul says, "The one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor." And in context, what he's saying is they need to support the work of preaching the word. They need to support that ministry of the word. And he goes on to talk about why. In the next verse, he says, "Do not be deceived." So he's giving a warning here. This is something people could deceive themselves about. He says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whosoever sows to please their flesh," which in context means just spending all your money on yourself, "whosoever sows to please their flesh will from the flesh reap destruction." So if you are receiving benefit from God's word and you don't support that and you just spend all your money on yourself, well, our flesh is corruptible and you'll reap destruction from that. But he says, whoever sows to please the Spirit, which in context means supporting the teaching ministry of God's servants, "whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." And so that's a promise of God. This is an inspired text right here. If you support the preaching of God's word financially, making it possible for the teachers to continue, you have an eternal reward. You will have a greater share of eternal life in heaven when you get there. So this is not something to be taken lightly. This is something that has eternal consequences, and you have the opportunity to benefit in an eternal way. It's right here. St. Paul discusses it in Galatians chapter 6, you can read it for yourself, but you could do that later, because right now we need you to call the number 888-291-8000. Once again, that number is 888-291-8000. I can see that at the moment we have six lines open, so six Catholic Answers employees are waiting, just standing by, ready to take your call. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. If you want them, when you call, if you want them to review the gift levels for you, they'll do that. When you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, the gift levels will be there as well. Whether it's the $18 level where we can send you the two books, the $45 level where we can add Tim Staples' course on the church in the scriptures, or the $84 level with the you becoming a member of the President's Club, all those benefits, they can review those for you when you call 888-291-8000, or you can find them safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Up next, Daniel in Inglewood, Colorado, watching on YouTube Live. Daniel, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question on the it pertains to the Holy Spirit, specifically in John 20:23, I believe, where Jesus breathes on his disciples and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained." And then obviously we know at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down with symbols of tongues and fire and with wind. You know, there's symbols of the Holy Spirit there. So was him giving the Holy Spirit in John 20:23 just solely for the purpose of giving them the power to forgive sins, and then later on when they received it more strikingly at Pentecost, that was to give them the courage to go out and proclaim his ministry?
I hesitate to say solely in any given case, because God's mysteries are rich and complex, but I think your basic interpretation here is correct. We receive the Holy Spirit many times during the Christian life in many different ways, and so when we're looking at a particular biblical passage where people are receiving the Holy Spirit, we need to look at the context. What does it say about why they're receiving it on this occasion? And in John chapter 20, Jesus is clear that it's for purposes of empowering the disciples to forgive or retain sins, whereas in Acts 2, it's, if you read Acts 1 for the context, it's very clearly to empower them to be evangelists. And so we have two fundamentally different purposes for why the Spirit is given on these occasions. I wouldn't say, I couldn't prove at least that in that those were the only two reasons that the Holy Spirit was being given on those occasions because of the richness of God's gifts, but those were certainly the intended purposes that are called out by the text.
I hope that that was helpful. Thank you so much. Appreciate that call, Daniel. I want to give out the number real quick before we go to another call. There are just three lines open now, but they are three lines open and other lines will open up. So it's a great time to call and make your pledge while we have this $20,000 dollar for dollar match to help us get fully funded over the course of the next 2 hours so that we can continue doing this work for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is that number. Every pledge matched dollar for dollar up to 20,000. 888-291-8000. Or you can go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy Akin is our guest. He's going to be here with us both hours today, open forum. So a chance to get lots of questions answered. So if you're online, hang on. We're going to get to you as we every now and then just take a break to give out that number, 888-291-8000. David in Michigan, listening on 105.9 FM Ave Maria Radio. You are next. Go ahead, David, with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. So I was wondering about the verses in the New Testament that seem to implicate or, I guess, say directly that Jesus has brothers. Mm-hmm. I know there are quite a few explanations for why that is. Things ranging from the word brother meaning, you know, anything from half-brother, could mean cousin, or could even just mean fellow person in Christ. But of all these explanations based on your, you know, review of the scriptural evidence, what do you think is the most likely explanation, or you think is the most sound one? And thank you in advance. I'm going to turn the radio now so I can hear the answer.
Okay.
Awesome. So there are a number of possibilities. You listed some of them, and you're right. The word brother has a broad range of meanings. It can include everything from full brother to half brother to step brother to adopted brother to cousin to close relative to spiritual brother. And some of those clearly don't fit the biblical data. The full brother interpretation clearly does not fit the biblical data, because in order for someone to be a full brother, you have to have the same two biological parents. And Jesus had no biological father, therefore we know they can't be full brothers, which is the normal meaning of the term brother, or at least the prototypical meaning of the term brother. Also, the spiritual brothers interpretation doesn't fit the biblical data, because all of Jesus' disciples would count as his spiritual brothers. I mean, there are even passages in the Gospels where he points out that all Christians are his brothers and sisters. So that can't be the meaning when we're reading about James, the brother of the Lord, or in John's Gospel about his brothers as a group, because it's clearly not all of the disciples. It's clearly a subset of people. And that tells us that this subset of people are some kind of family relation. They're not just fellow Christians. In fact, you can really clearly show that in John, because at one point during the ministry of Christ, John tells us that his own brothers did not believe in him. Well, if you're not a Christian, how would that fit? If you're a Christian, you do believe in him, and so you would be his spiritual brother. But John tells us his brothers did not at this point. So that means there's some kind of family relation. Now, we know from a variety of sources that Mary remained a virgin after Jesus was born. And so consequently, they are not half-brothers, a half-brother being someone with whom you have one biological parent in common. So these are not other children of Mary. That leaves us with options like cousins, stepbrothers, and adopted brothers. Now, the cousins theory has been popular in Western Christendom since St. Jerome popularized it. In order to argue for the cousins theory, though, you have to match up some of the disciples in ways that strain the biblical data. And the common ways I see this articulated involve making some of the 12 apostles his cousins. And that doesn't fit with what John tells us, that during his ministry, his brothers didn't believe in him. But the 12 disciples obviously did. So none of the 12 disciples are the brothers that are being talked about. If we look earlier than St. Jerome's time, if we look in fact into the mid-second century, we find the earliest record of who the brothers are. And the earliest account of who they are is their stepbrothers, that St. Joseph was an elderly widower who already had a family, which was why he was willing to become the guardian of a consecrated virgin like Mary. And so as a result, that's the earliest account we have. And that understanding has been very popular in Eastern Christianity and in Eastern Catholicism. And that's the one that I think the evidence best fits. I can't rule out that they were cousins or that they were adopted brothers. But the evidence we have, to my mind, best supports the idea that they were his stepbrothers. So I hope that helps.
I hope that that does help. David, thanks for the call. Happy to have your call anytime. 888-291-8000 is the number for the pledge drive going on right now. And as you can hear, we don't take all of your time asking you for money during these pledge drives. Thus far, we haven't done that because we've never had to. You've always come through for us, and we have a pretty hefty couple hours of goals to reach today. But with your help and God's help, we will get there. The number 888-291-8000. We have a lot of match money left. If you can give $10 now and it'll become $20 to us. You can give $100 now and it'll become $200 to us. You could give $15,000 right now and it would become $30,000 to us, because we have a match all the way up to $20,000. Go ahead, Jimmy.
And that would be really great. Also, we want to say thank you to people who have been giving donations, like Lyle and Emmanuel and William and Lisa and Christina, and also to Santiago in Irving, Texas, who just donated $1,000. So he'll be a new member of our President's Club. He'll get all the benefits of the President's Club, including getting everything that we publish in the next year, all of the books, all of the magazines, all of the DVDs, all of the CD sets, all of the things. So welcome, Santiago, and thank you so much for your generosity. If we're going to get to our goals for this hour and for this drive overall, we're going to need donations of all different sizes, including some of the bigger ones. So if you're someone who could make a larger donation, even if it's just in the easy form of $84 a month, which lots of people can do. That's like a family dinner at a restaurant, and lots of people can afford family dinners at restaurants. So if you could do that, if you could afford $84 or more a month, please be thinking about that now. I understand you may need a few minutes to think about it. You may need to check with your spouse, but we do need to hear from you today. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24/7. And we do need to hear from you. Right now, we have 5 lines open. And in just a moment, we're going to be going to our hard break, which we have to take for the network. And so that means we're not going to be taking any more phone calls for the next few minutes. So you won't miss anything. This is a great time to call. This is a great time to go online and make your donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Whatever method you prefer, this is a wonderful time to do that. and be generous and start laying up that gift of eternal life, that extra quantity of eternal life that St. Paul says you'll have in heaven.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me review for you the different giving levels at $18 a month or $200 one-time gift. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or make that $200 one-time gift, we can send you two beautiful and brand new books, Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales, and Devotion to the Sacred Heart by Father Thomas Daly, and St. Joseph and His World, the new book from Mike Aquilina. That's at $18 a month. If you can do $45 a month or a one-time pledge of $500, we will add Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture, 54 short lessons from Tim Staples with the book from the School of Apologetics. And as Jimmy said, if you're able to do that, $84 a month or more, we can you get all of that, but you also become a member of our President's Club. You can check out our website for all the benefits that accrue to the President's Club. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you so much for everyone who has supported us or is supporting us during this pledge drive, this February pledge drive. Get the money together so we can do this for another 3 months. We come to you once each quarter to ask for your support. And we have to raise, just so you know, I'll give you a kind of an update on where we are at the moment. We have to raise $200,000 in order to pay all the bills in the next 3 months. That's basically what it comes down to. So right now, we need about roughly $69,000 to meet that. And then we have 90 minutes to do that. So that's a lot of money to raise in 90 minutes. It's not impossible, but it's a lot of money to raise in 90 minutes. We're very grateful to a very generous donor who said, hey, if you can raise $20,000, I'll match it. So we're in the midst of trying to raise that $20,000 right now. We're about halfway there to raising that $20,000 right now. So 888-291-8000 is the number. So think about it, $69,000 to go to reach our goal in the next 90 minutes, and $10,000 more to meet our match this hour. Our hourly goal, I mean, if we finish this hour having done $40,000 this hour, then we'd be there. We'd be on schedule. So that's just to give you an update. 888-291-8000 is the number, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know, earlier we mentioned St. Paul's teaching about giving in Galatians 6, and there's another very famous passage where St. Paul discusses giving in Galatians 9. I'm going to talk about that one in a few minutes, but it's part of that passage, and the most famous line of that passage is where St. Paul says that God loves a cheerful giver. He doesn't want people who are giving begrudgingly or anything like that. He wants people who are excited and cheerful, who see the value of the spiritual work that is being done and who see the value of the spiritual work that they are doing by giving and are cheerful about that. Because as St. Paul said, you're going to get an eternal reward. So so God really loves cheerful givers. Now, how many of them are there? Well, one of the things, at least in terms of supporting Catholic Answers Live, well, we know how many people are, you know, giving to Catholic Answers Live who are in the radio club. And it's not as many as you might think. You know, we know the number of stations we're on, the number of radio towers that are carrying the program. And if you do the math, there are 16 donors per tower. So out of all the people listening to a given tower, and some, you know, listen on the internet or things like that, but on this average basis, there's only 16 per radio tower. And there's a lot more people than 16 listening to those stations. So there are a lot of people who are receiving benefit from the program, but who haven't yet stepped up to support it. And so just think about, you know, how God loves a cheerful giver, how St. Paul establishes this principle of needing to support the work of the preaching of the word, which is what we do here. And give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and show us the kind of cheerful giver that you want to be, the kind of person that God loves.
888-291-8000. That number is still a long way to go to meet our match for this hour. It's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Anything you give, it's going to be matched. If it's a $1 gift, it's $2. If it's a $1,000 gift, it's $2,000. And all of those together are what is going to get us to that final goal of $200,000 by the end of today. Back to the phones now for Jimmy Akin, our senior apologist. We go now to Asa in Luciusboro, Pennsylvania, listening to EWTN Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Asa, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Yes, I came into the church 6 months ago. After 20 years of heading that way and not knowing it.
Oh, well, so welcome home.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I actually was a Protestant minister my entire life and grew up in a Protestant pastor's home. So,
wow.
Quite a switch.
What a story.
Wow. We should get your, if we played a role in that, we should get your contact info off the air so we can be in touch.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay, thank you, Asa.
Awesome.
All right. My question is, I have a bunch of sacramentals. I don't know what does or doesn't need to be blessed. Can a priest come to the home and do a blanket blessing? Because there are, you know, quite a few. How do I know it needs to be blessed? Do I give an offering? I don't know anything about what does or doesn't need to be blessed or how that looks.
Okay. Well, so the first question is, yes, you can get multiple items blessed at once with a single blessing. There are frequent occasions in Rome where people will hold up bunches of rosaries for the Pope to bless the whole crowd and all the rosaries all at once. So you can definitely get multiple items blessed at once. It doesn't matter if they're already blessed because it's simply a blessing is a prayer asking God to, you know, use this as a means of grace. And you can ask God to do the same thing over an item it's already been done for. So it'll just be an extra prayer asking God to use it to help you and others spiritually. In terms of having the priest come to your home, well, you could do that. You can certainly invite him over. It's also very common for people to, you know, meet a priest after Mass or go to the church and have the priest just do the blessing on the spot. It's not like you really need an appointment for it. So if you had the items with you, you could bring them, or you could ask the priest over to bless not only these items, but also your home, your place of residence. He can bless that as well. And in terms of a gratuity, typically, if people just, you know, meet a priest after Mass and say, Father, can you bless this rosary? There's not typically a gratuity associated with that. But if a priest came over to my home, I would probably do something nice for him, like maybe serve him dinner.
Okay. How's that, Asa?
Very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Well, if you're willing, hang on the line and we'll get your contact info from Marie. And when we get that contact info, I'd love to send you some of Jimmy's books, too. His latest one is The Bible is a Catholic Book. And that's not the latest. The latest is Words of Everlasting Life. So I'd love to send you a couple of books like that, Asa. Just hang on, and Marie will get your information. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to help us meet our match this hour. If we can meet that match, we are a long way towards being fully funded as an apostolate for the next 3 months. It's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Still quite a few dollars left on that. I'll have to figure it out.
$8,000 left
to go. So 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com goes to the same place. The funds that are given there, if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com anywhere in the world, as a matter of fact, as Stanley just did in Portsmouth, Hampshire, in the southern end of the United Kingdom. So I know it's working anywhere in the world. You can go and make your pledge. Thanks very much, Stanley, by the way. And make your pledge. It'll all get matched. Either way, whether you call 888-291-8000 or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either way, it's all matched. And there's 8,000 left. And we have... let's see. Eight lines open. And we're about 63,000 away from being fully funded. 63,000 in about 80 minutes.
One thing, Cy, I want to tell a story. Okay. This is something from many years ago. It's back when I was still a Protestant. And at the time, I was considering becoming a Protestant minister, and I had a friend who was a Protestant minister, and he was a very smart guy, and you know, we both had theological minds, we both had biblical minds, and we would get together and challenge each other, you know, with interpretation, like how can we understand this text? We'd tease out the details of doctrine, and it was very stimulating discussions. And one time I was talking with him, and I read him that passage I read earlier from Galatians 6, where St. Paul says everyone who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with the one who teaches him. And then he goes on to say, don't be deceived. God can't be mocked. If you sow to your flesh, you're going to reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap eternal life. And I said, look at this. In context, Paul's talking about giving. And my friend resisted that. And he said, I don't think this is specifically about giving. And I said, well, then why does St. Paul say exactly the same thing in 2 Corinthians 9? Where the context is explicitly about giving? Because if you start reading in 2 Corinthians 9, Paul is purposefully raising money for a collection that he's taking to Jerusalem, and he's telling the Corinthians to get it ready so that it will be a generous gift, not one grudgingly given. That's in verse 5 of 2 Corinthians 9. And then he goes on immediately after saying, get this ready in advance so it'll be a generous gift, not one grudgingly given. He says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. And so the context could not be clearer. This is a giving principle for Paul. He says it twice in two different letters. This is an important principle. The Holy Spirit wanted this repeated for us.
Right.
And when I pointed that out, my friend folded and said, okay, I guess you're right.
That's great. Yeah, well, I mean, there are some things that Paul really emphasizes. And if he says it to you twice, gives you two chances to get it.
Don't make Paul say it three times.
Definitely not Paul. 888-291-8000 is the number to give. There are four lines open right now. When you're calling our colleagues, friends here at Catholic Answers. We all work together. They've taken these hours to take your call so that we could be fully funded here at Catholic Answers Live. So say hi to them, say thanks to them for the great work they do, or just tell them, hey, I'm in a rush. I got to get this done, and they'll get you done really quickly. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more questions for Jimmy Akin on this open forum day on Catholic Answers Live.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, our guest both hours today, and it's open forum both hours. These are also the last hour. So we're in the last hour and 20 minutes now of our February pledge drive, in which we come to you to ask for your support so that we can pay all the bills here the next 3 months and keep doing what we are doing. 888-291-8000. I'll be quite frank with you. I'm not shy about saying this either. I think what gets done here is among the most important stuff in the world, because I truly, truly believe the world is a confused mess. It's always been a confused mess. And the only thing that straightens out lives, straightens out families, puts us on the right path, connects us again with our Father who loves us in heaven, is Jesus. And I don't think there's anything more important than sharing Jesus in season and out of season. I don't know whether now is in season or out of season, but I know we just got to keep doing it day after day. That's what finally makes the difference, brings souls to heaven and to eternal joy. We're so grateful for your support and help as we do that. Lots of folks have called. We're a bit behind this hour. We've got a ways to go. We want to use up a $20,000 match that we have. If you could help with that, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We also have an internal goal. I've told you that before. We know what we need to hit for the hour to be on track, and that's $40,000 this hour. And we're, what would you say? Long? Okay, Nick says long way away from that. 888-291-8000.
Specifically $22,000 away from the hourly goal in order to be fully funded, as you like to put it.
Yeah, indeed. So your calls are necessary.
But we've got 20 minutes. If we can do $1,000 a minute, we'll achieve that goal for this hour. And there are some people who have been helping us. We want to say thank you to James in Harbor Springs, Michigan, who's made a $1,000 donation. So has Richard in Keller, Texas, and Dawn in Elkland, Missouri, and Jonathan in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All of those people have just joined our President's Club. It's easy to do that. As we've said, it's just $84 a month, and you become a member of the President's Club and are entitled to everything we produce during the coming year. So it's doable for a lot of people, and some people have been taking us up on that offer. We need some more folks to do that, though, as well as needing donations of other sizes as well, including bigger ones. So so regardless of the level of the donation that you can afford, we do need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. We've got four open phone lines right now, and you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, whether it's on your computer or your tablet or your phone, wherever you are in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I had a frog in my throat there.
Well, it's a lot of work asking for money for 2 hours. 888-291-8000 is the number. Again, thank you. Our very, very sincere gratitude. I'll just update you on a couple things, and then we'll go right back to the phones. So we're at about $57,000 we need to raise before the close today, which is a bit more than an hour away. $57,000. It's doable. We have done it before. So I have a great deal of confidence, but I'm very grateful for your help. But now, if you've got that $5 in your pocket and you were thinking, well, maybe I could give that $5, this would be a great time. We could really use it as we come down the home stretch. And as Jimmy said, there's not an upward limit. You know, you're welcome. If you've done very, very well, you're welcome to make that $5,000 or $10,000 gift.
And in fact, we have a higher level giving society known as the Founders Circle, which is for people who are able to donate $5,000. And that also doesn't have to be in one lump sum. It can be done monthly, in which case it works out to $417 a month. So if you could afford $400 plus change, you'd be entitled to become a member of our Founders Circle. And that has additional benefits beyond the President's Club. The people who answer the phones can tell you all about those. But one way or another, we do need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000.
I hope our next caller likes the answer that Jimmy gives. Sharif in New York on Catholic.com. Sharif, go ahead with your question.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. It's related to Matthew 24:36. The verse says that of that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone. And the commentary in the New American Bible says that many textual witnesses omit "nor the Son," which follows in Mark 13:32. Since its omission can be explained by reluctance to attribute this ignorance to the Son, the reading that includes it is probably original. So I ask this question in all humility. I'm really struggling to understand how Jesus shares completely and perfectly with the Father in all the attributes of divinity, if according to the Synoptic Gospels, he lacks knowledge of the day and hour that unleashes the eschaton.
Okay. So regardless of whether this text is found in the original of Matthew, it is in Mark. So this is something we have to deal with. We can't just say, oh, you know, this is an erroneous reading, because Mark does say this very directly. And there's no doubt about the fact that Mark says it. The way to understand it is to recognize, and this is something you can look in the Catechism about, because the Catechism has a section dealing with this. There is a difference, because Christ is fully God and fully man. He has both a divine knowledge by which he's omniscient and a human knowledge. And his divine knowledge, in his divine knowledge, he does indeed know the day. The question is, does he have that information also in his human knowledge? And what the Catechism does is say, well, okay, since it's a human knowledge, it can't by its own nature be infinite. He doesn't know everything in his human knowledge, because human knowledge has limits. And so there are various things that Christ would have to learn in the ordinary human way, such as by asking. And an example of that is also in the Synoptic Gospels, where he's going to raise Jesus, Jairus's daughter, and someone touches Jesus and a miracle happens, and he knows that power has gone out from him, and he says, "Who touched me?" And so that's an example of Jesus asking about something in order to learn the answer. And the Catechism cites various passages that show things like this happening. Now, Jesus did have a knowledge of everything that pertained to his ministry. So there was, if you want to think about it this way, a kind of direct download from his omniscience into his human mind about everything that pertained to his mission here on earth. But that's this mission here on earth. When he comes back, it's going to be a different mission. And so the Catechism actually points to this passage as an example, in a footnote, as an example of the limitation of Christ's human knowledge. And so it seems that the Catechism's understanding is that because knowing the day was not part of his mission right now, he didn't have that knowledge in his human intellect right now, but he did have it in his divine intellect. So that's the general lines that the Catechism seems to be using, and it's a bit different than how some people have understood this historically. Historically, a lot of people looked at this passage and said that Jesus is employing some kind of mental reservation here. So when he says the Son doesn't know this, what he means is, I'm not authorized to tell you this. But he still had that knowledge in his human intellect. And, you know, middle reservations do exist, but it doesn't seem to fit the text as well, to my mind, as the solution that the Catechism seems to point to.
I hope that was helpful. Sharif, appreciate the call. Hey, we're coming into the very end of our the hour here, and we have still quite a ways to go, but things are going well. We just need some folks who maybe are still making up their minds to decide that they would like to call and make their pledge, and I'm sure we will be able to make our overall goal, which we're now $52,000 away from. So an hour and 10 minutes to raise $52,000 is a lot of money. As we like to say around here, Jesus has lots of friends, and lots of those friends have been willing to support us in the past. We know you'll probably pick up the phone and support us now in our hour of need. 1 hour of need left. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If I may, I'll just real quickly run through the gifts again that we would that we're able to give. If you're able to make a one-time pledge of $200, or maybe you could do $18 or more per month, we can send you St. Joseph and His World, the new book about St. Joseph for the Year of St. Joseph by Mike Aquilina. And we can also send you Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart. That's by Father Thomas Daly. Both of those books to you if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more. If you can go up to the $45 a month or more level, we're going to add in Tim Staples' course from the School of Apologetics here. You get the whole course. You get it on DVDs. 54 videos, a workbook, a book, all the whole deal. It comes to you in hard copy. That's for $45 a month or more. We can send you that and the books. If you can make a pledge of $45 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $500, we'll send you the course and the books. And if you can go to $84 a month, both Jimmy and I have mentioned this and gone over some of the benefits of it. If you can go to $84 a month, you become, in addition to those gifts, you become a member of the President's Club here. The President's Club entitles you to all kinds of benefits, not least of which is you get a year of Catholic Answers magazine to your home. You also get anything that we publish over the course of the next year. So from the time you start, in the next 365 days, we make a video, we make a book. You can have it. Just ask for it. 888-291-8000.
One of the things, Cy, that I wanted to go into a little bit more, talking about the biblical principles of giving, is one of the reasons that St. Paul says what he does. Now, St. Paul is aware of Jesus's teaching that the laborer is worth his wages. That's something that he mentions explicitly in his second letter to Timothy. And that understanding of giving focuses on the person who's doing the work, but there's a broader purpose than just helping out the person who's doing the work. It's the fact that that work is helpful to people, because and not just to you. I mean, St. Paul mentions you in the case of if you're being taught the word, then you should support the teacher. You're obviously benefiting from hearing the word, but your supporting the teacher doesn't just help the teacher teach you. It helps the teacher teach lots of people. And so by supporting the work of evangelization financially, you become an evangelist. The evangelist who's doing the actual public preaching is your proxy, because by supporting that person, it enables that person to, say, get on the radio, have the satellite link, have the phone connections, have the computer connections, and be able to get that message out, not just to you, but to everyone in the verse. You know, can't stop the signal. And so you become an evangelist, and that does spiritual benefit, not just to you, not just to your friends and to your family, but to people all across the world, because that's, you know, how far the signal goes these days. And that means that hearts are being changed. People are coming into the church. We heard just earlier this hour from a gentleman who was raised in a Protestant pastor's home and was a Protestant pastor himself and came into the church. You know, there are lots of people who are drawing closer to Christ, coming into His church as a result of the work that we're doing, or coming back to the church after many years of being away, sometimes after leading lives of, you know, sins that could endanger their salvation, but now they're back. Now they're going to confession, they're going to the sacraments, and they're on the path of salvation. And so you are, by your support of this program, saving souls. We won't necessarily meet all of them or hear from all of them in this life, but in the next life, we're going to have an eternity to find out just how much good you and your generosity did. And right now is a great time to show that generosity, because we're going to be going into our break for the top of the hour, which we have to do. The top of the hour for younger folks is when the hands point to the top of the clock. We have a bunch of lines open. The number to call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Perfect time to get on that phone and call. We'll be away for a couple minutes, and you can, as a matter of fact, several people in a row can get on the phones and off the phones between now and the time we're going to come back. They can get you through very quickly. If you're in a rush, tell them you're in a rush. If you'd like to chat a little bit more about Catholic Answers with them, you can do that as well. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It looks like we're going to be a few thousand away from where we hoped to be at the end of this hour, but we can do it next hour. We'll do it together right now. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000.